Today's message is Encountering God in Your Brokenness by Dr. Marsha Bailey.
Someone's got to settle. You won't get what you want. But guess what? You'll get what you need. And what you need will help you with how to handle regarding not getting what you wanted. His grace. He said, Marsha, I'm giving you grace to go through your life. When everything comes at you, grace is here. I will let you discover me, and I'll show you another dimension of me. I reveal my character to you. I begin to allow you to experience me as your lover of your soul. There's times you go through valleys, but in the valleys, I am with you. Come on, baby, walk through this valley. I know you try to run out the valley, but come on, you got to go through it. So women of God, yes, things will happen, but you have what it takes. You're in the army and you'll take a hit. It will lodge in a place possibly unexpected, but God says, I got a bomb. I got a bomb for the wound you just took. And that's the bomb of Gilead. He says, I allow me to put the balm on your wound, and I will just love on you, and I will heal you, and I'll even talk to you about the wound. Come on, come, let us reason together. We think about that scripture when we're looking to get something for God, but God said, let's reason. Yeah, I got some reasons. I want you to talk to me. Talk to me about what's on your heart. Talk to me about what you're feeling. Come on now, reason and declare so you can be justified. Put me in remembrance of my word. And sometimes that word is just getting yourself out of the bed. All of you, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on now, what's money good for if you can't get out of bed? Come on, what's money good for if you're depressed? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Reason with the Lord. Begin to talk to the Lord and he will help you. He's going to help us. But when you go through that place and come out of that dark place, there's a light that's so bright, and he'll begin to magnify the way before you, and he'll begin to show you stuff that you didn't even know. Man, that's what my life is going to be like. That's what it exists. And he'll begin to reveal things to you, but you got to go through the dark season. And I don't know who's battling with darkness in your life, but Jesus is the light of the world. He said, you've received me into your heart. Let my light, come out the brokenness of your heart. Let it beam forth. Let it come forth. But you got to embrace me in this dark place. Don't run from me. Don't push me away. Embrace me in your darkness. Embrace me in your sadness. Embrace me in your brokenness. And don't be ashamed of your brokenness. Don't be ashamed of your tears. Shame on anybody that shames somebody for tears. Come on now. Let me tell you something scientific about tears. We've been talking about this in women's Bible studies for some time. Scientists have discovered that in tears there's healing properties. Isn't God so awesome that he allowed us, given us, especially us women, to cry so that we can even heal our own self? That you have the power to start your healing, start your breakthrough, start your deliverance by allowing tears to flow. You say, well, I've been crying, but I'm not feeling like I'm not making any movement, any change. But when you allow those tears to come out your eyes from your heart, God, and saying, God, I love you even though I'm hurt. God, you're awesome even though I'm broken. God, I'll never go back. That's what happens. Your tears become activated to heal versus to pull you into a dark place. Even though you're crying, you don't understand, you're confused. Guess what? You can still be confused and still love God. You can still be hurt and still say, I'm going to serve you. So you don't have to say, oh, God, I must not be loving you because I'm feeling this way. No, God, there's beauty in my brokenness. So God, I'm broken and I know because I'm still going to be focused on you, loving on you, and say, God, it's for you I live and for you I move and for you I die. I'm not going back. Even though it don't look like I'm going nowhere, I'm not going back. And you allow those tears to flow and healing begins. Man, many a night while in New Jersey, I cried every night on my knees though, on my knees in my nephew's bedroom. I was crying, but I was praising him. I was crying, but I was worshiping him. And I couldn't do it so loud because they weren't really believers in that house, you know, but I was giving him praise in my quiet, loud voice. I didn't know I could be loud and quiet at the same time, but breakthrough came in my quiet, loud voice. I'm going to challenge you, ladies. Get free. Get free from whatever's been holding you down, keeping you back, keeping you stuck. Man, there's stuff that should have happened, could have happened, didn't happen. Stuff I didn't like, but I can't stay stuck. There's always some story to read that pull you back. But I have to say, I got to close this book. I can't read this story anymore because this story does not bring me any peace. It does not bring me any closure. It will not be rewritten. I can't change the ending. So what do I do when you don't like a book? When you pick a book at the library and you start it and say, I don't like this book. Or you're watching a movie, I don't like this movie. You change the channel. You close the book. We got to make a decision. I'm not going to read this book no more. And I'm not going to watch this show anymore. And if anybody wants to come and try to help me watch this show, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't get stuck. I can't rehearse this thing. We have to get free. So I said, oh, God, I'm closing the book. I'm not watching this movie, so you got to give me something else. So what does that happen? You start waiting on God. And there's a promise on those who wait. He will strengthen your heart. Those who wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. So I'm waiting, God. So God, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Well, give me something else to read. Give me something else to read. I don't want to read this. I don't, you told me to close it, but there's nothing before me, God. Give me something else. Give me something else. Give me something else. So what did I do? I start crying out before the Lord. His ears are open to the cries of the righteous, and his eyes are on you. So I began to say, I'm not getting anything right now, another book. I'm not getting anything to look at, but I know you hear me because your word says so. So what you do, you start settling on your knees in your broken place. Okay, what does the word says? What does the word says? Okay, the word says this. That's why you gotta come to church in good season and bad season. That's why you gotta come to Bible study, because there will be a time you're gonna say, what does the word say? What does the word say? And you gotta get in your word, spend time with God, because there'll be a time when you say, what does the word say? What does the word say? I had nobody at that moment to give me the word. You go through stuff by yourself, and it's designed by God. Don't get mad at people. They're not there 24/7, because God says nobody will be God but me. You're getting a place that you got to call on me. You can't call on your husband. You can't call on your children. You can't call on your mentors. You can't call on your spiritual people in your life. Call on me, Marsha. Call on me, Marsha. What, God? I've called on you for over 20-something years. I've called on you for over 30-something years. You're going to make me call on you now? I called on you for the church building. I called on you for the saints of God. I called on you for other people's children. I called on you for other people's marriages. I called on you. Don't you say my prayers ever living before you. Why, I got to call on you now. A new situation, a new time, a new moment before you. You have not been here before. It's a new place for you, Marsha. So call on me. Call on me until you hear my voice. You gotta hit the floor. You can't wait for somebody to pray for you. You can't call somebody up. Everybody gotta go to their jabak, the place of surrender, a place of isolation, a place by yourself. And you begin to wrestle with your soul. You begin to grapple with those things that kept you up, kept you bound. And that's what I did. I wrestled with myself, trying to get a hold of myself, trying to throw me to the ground. And God said, that's how you get yourself out of here. So I began to say, okay, God, give me a word. He'll give you a word. He'll give you a word. We can't get mad at anybody. I had the best support. Y'all were calling, praying, DMing. Guess what? It still ain't never enough. People could do everything in the world. It's time God said, you see, they ain't enough. They ain't enough. They ain't enough. They ain't enough. You got to realize me. I am God. And I will not allow anybody else be God. I am a jealous God. Begin to call on me until I come to you. And so I said, now you got to wait on me, Marsha. You wait on me just like you told everybody else to wait. This time you got to read your own story. Read your own declarations. Read your own things you gave to other people. I said, I got to take my own advice. All of us want to be ministers of the gospel. Oh, prophetic people. Got a word from the Lord for you. You will hit a place that you got to give your own word back to yourself. Until you can receive your own word, be blessed by your own word, be helped by your own word, you have not encountered God. So you want to be this place? You want to be what God called you? God said you got to call on me. Call on me. Man, I'm not playing. So here I was in a twin bed seeking God, looking at all the juvenile stuff in the room. And God began to say, isn't that something? It's juvenile, right? It's juvenile. I'm glad you're seeing this. God instructed me, so I want you to stay here. Don't go in. Don't go to the hotel even though there's a room. Stay here. Be there for your sister. Serve. I was a hospitality person. I'm washing dishes, doing stuff. I said, dang, and my mama too. Can I get it to God? I said, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Oh, you're going to serve yourself right on out of here. Serve. You know, there's sometimes your medicine, your healing is not what you expect. So I began serving. See, the thing is, the trick of the devil, he wants you mad. He wants you pouting. He wants you with an attitude so he can get you stuck. He said, but I'm going to have you work Christianity 101. I'm taking you back to the basics of agape, hospitality, servanthood, blessing them who curse you, who speak evil against you, loving on them, shutting your mouth, swallowing your pride, humbling yourself, and saying, all right. And God said, this is how you're going to get yourself healed so you can go back to South Carolina and do what I've called you to do. No, where's the hands that's going to be laid on me, God? Where's the prophetic word, God? Where's the clouds opening up? Where's the thunder opening up? Where's the word? He said, the word is serve. The word is agape. The word is hospitality. The word is get your hips back in church and go up in there and be what I've called you to be. And when you do that, you get yourself, you'll walk through your healing, through your servant. And he said, you got to be all right. You love me, right? You said, I'm the Lord God Almighty. Yes, you are, God. You said, you submit yourself to me. Yes, I do. You said, you humble yourself. Yes, I do. So you stand if you got to cry. You stand there and handle your tears and be okay with your tears because you said you yielded, right? You surrendered, right? You submitted, right? You decreased, right? So I can increase. Sometimes you don't understand, may not realize what way you're going to take to get to a place of brokenness so that he can use you in a way that he wants to use you. You can never choose your test. You can never choose your process. You can never choose, but God will get in it and God will use it. So I looked at the stars in the ceiling and the light glow. I'm like, he said, yes, it's juvenile, because if you don't get yourself in your right mind, you'll be a juvenile before me. I called you to be a woman of God, not a juvenile. So you wrestle with the face of being a juvenile. You wrestle with that thing. It's at the end of the day. Back on my knees. Not sleeping. Why? Because I got here. Where's the word? No. Get up and do what I told you to. Okay. When you want to leave, what you need. Okay. What you need, okay. Oh, what? No, you sit down. I got you. Okay, God. Okay, God. And all the while, grace being imparted. People say, you're so strong. No, I'm not. I'm weak. So he can be strong. And so in your valleys of your life, he'll begin to handle stuff. And so you're going to use this tool? But why God? Why this one? Because I'm God. Okay, but give me something else to see. No, no. No new narrative just yet until you're okay with waiting on me. So what do I do? I'm going to wait on you, God. I'm here. I'm going to be here. I made my mind up. I'm going to be here. Have you made your mind up? You're going to be here. I'm going to be here. Oh, God, this hurts. Come on. Where is the rushing mighty wind that I felt for somebody else, God? Where's my wind? Oh, where's the all of a sudden the thrust upward, a spontaneous, euphoric experience of praise that I experienced when I've gone to somebody else's house? You know, we praying them through, right? Pastor Nina pray. And man, God just like, man, everybody's like, oh, God, thank you so much for coming and praying for me. I feel so good. Where's mine, God? There's some of us, because of what's on our lives, because what God has called us to, we'll never get it like somebody else got it. You'll never get a private treatment if you're a general. You can't be a general and want to be treated like a volunteer soldier. God says, as many of us has confessed ourselves right up into the big league. We declare and decree. We're pulling down the principality. Confess. I'm blessed. I'm anointed. I'm power. God called me to the nations. So you're getting nation training. I'll wait on you, God. Where's my spectacular miracle? Where's my miracle? We get the testimonies. Oh, Pastor so-and-so. Oh, where's my miracle? Some of us who were believing God for miracles and didn't get the miracle because God was using miracles to flow through you. Sometimes people who are conduits for the miracle will walk away without their miracle. Where will you be? Will you still be waiting on him? So what's been happening? There's been a shifting and a dividing from the girls from the women and the boys from the men. It's like God told Joshua, to consecrate yourself. 3 days. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work wonders. I'm going to go through the camp. And he walked through the camp. They walked through the camp. Okay, you here. You there. You here. You there. God said, Marsha, if you act like a kid, go ahead. If you act like you're a baby, if you act like you're spoiled, you whine, I will never use you over there. Come on. Well, how are you going to handle this? I'm walking through the camp. I'm putting a team together. I'm rallying my troops. How are you going to handle this load? Why I got all these rocks in my backpack, God? Why can't I have her bag? Why I got this bag? Can I have that? No, didn't you say? Didn't I tell you? Stand up straight. So where are we going to be? How are we going to be? I believe we are on the brink. And I've been saying this for a while. And God says, I know, Marsha, you say you've been saying, but I need you to continue saying this. The earth is being set for the coming of Jesus. But before he comes back, the church will be in a glorious state. Before he comes back, there'll be revival. There'll be signs and wonders like never before. So there's a revival that's getting ready to hit the earth, which is why so much is happening in our lives, because you are sifting through stuff. You're wrestling with stuff. You're confronting stuff. You're dealing with stuff. Because God says, I'm taking you through a process to see what team I'm going to put you on. And so God says, time. Many of us, God says, it's time now to get off the milk. I'm putting a steak in front of you. So it's time for, come on. Are you ready for this meat? You say you are, because we make good noise. You know, we make a lot of sound. We bad. We sound tough. Come on. We sound like we got it together. We are SWAT. Until the devil shows up. But we got to begin to handle this devil in this season. You may do with tears coming down your face, but you're going to handle him. The tears don't mean you're weak. It just means you're hurt. But anybody that knows animals know the most dangerous thing is come up against somebody that's hurt. And so we'll just use this hurt for our good. I'm hurt, but guess what? I'm going to release this pain right on the enemy's camp. So are you ready, ladies? You ready? There's beauty in your brokenness. It's okay. You believe in God for this and you still don't have your manifestation. And you're ashamed and you don't want to come to church because everybody know I was believing God for this for years and it hasn't happened. Don't flip the script, God. Don't flip the script. I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to keep serving. Even though I get a negative report. Y'all did not know that Minister Polite was dealing with what she was dealing with, did you? I tried to sit her down. She said, don't sit me down, Pastor Marsha. Don't sit me down. I got to serve my way out of this thing. I got to show up. Let me do whatever I can do. So I kept looking over my shoulder. You can't carry my stuff. I know what you're going through. She made her mind up. I'm going to serve God. If it's the last thing I do, what you're not going to say if I gave up on God, you're going to be shocked. If something happened, because you cannot tell, because I'm still showing up, I'm still praising God, I'm still lifting his name up, and you have no idea I'm fighting for my life.
Have you ever had an encounter with God that was unexplainable? God wants to have a personal encounter with you. When you allow God to infiltrate your life, you'll be changed forever. Doctors Herbert and Marcia Bailey and their ministry guests explain how your personal encounter with God will exceed all human reasoning. Order this message today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order The Encounter 2017.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.